All right, good morning. Sandell Podcast number 40. We're on our 40th episode, and today we're going to be doing an interview via text with Curchado, also known as KCL. This is our third delicate interview and our second text-based interview. We'll have an interview, our fourth one, later on today with The Hidden Walls, also known as The Intern. But right now, the focus is on Curchado, who is a well-known community voice and has been involved in SanFam for quite some time. So today is about a meet and greet via text with Curchado and a learning opportunity to learn how Curchado approaches voting as one of the 12 delegates. I do not represent the Sandbox Game or the Sandbox DAO Foundation. I am not your legal or financial advisor, and nothing I say is to be taken as financial or legal advice. When I say the word SIP, I mean Sandbox Improvement Proposal. When I say the word DAO, I mean Decentralized Autonomous Organization. When I say the word SANFAM, I'm talking about the Sandbox community who participates in the people, product, and purpose of the Sandbox ecosystem. The Sandbox ecosystem, in my opinion, is divided into these sectors of people, product, and purpose. All of those things come together to make the ecosystem go round, and we are focusing on the DAO delegates down here in the bottom left as part of that ecosystem and the people sector. Scoreboard and checkbook have not changed as the DAO team has been hard at work to ensure the delegate system is launched and administered. But we expect they'll be returning to the SIP process here soon. For our road to DAO, what began in May 28th, announced via Medium article, some months later on September 10th, the DAO opens up delegation applications. And November 13th, just 5 days ago, 12 DAO delegates were announced. And that led us to today. Also, as of today, about 30 minutes ago, the first Dig in the Sand podcast episode was released on the Sandbox DAO YouTube channel, and I'll go over that at the end in Sandbox Spaces. It was an interview with Cyril, who is the current DAO administrator. So that's pretty exciting. Once I get through the DAO delegate interviews and have some time to regroup my thoughts, I'll probably do a reaction video to this one as well. So pretty exciting to see that. But today is all about Curchado, otherwise known as KCL. And we'll get right into the discussion questions. So as a reminder, all of these are text-based and with Curchado, to and from Curchado. So all of these are in Curchado's words. There were a little bit of improvements back and forth between Curchado and I. Curchado is from France, so just helping a little bit with the English language words. Okay, question number one, Curchado's background. My question was, Curchado, what is your background that you'd like to share? Curchado responded that, my first computer was an Atari 520 ST. And for those of you who have no idea what that is, there it is. It's a really, really old, old computer. You can see it has a floppy drive over here on the left, a keyboard that's attached to a floppy drive with, I don't remember the connector that was, but it's the early old type connector, I think the round one with the pins, and then super old mouse and really big fat monitor. So that's what a Atari 520 ST looked like. So that's Curchado's first computer. Curchado is a scientist by education and has a desire to see things done. Okay, the second question was, when did you become SANFAM? Curchado said November 2022. And if we look into Curchado's username in Sandbox, which is at Curchado, you'll see has the certified DAO delegate text there. Looks like a cyborg human avatar. Has over 100 lands and a few estates. And in keeping with Curchado's periodic table Avatar and Banner, each of Cruchado's lands has some sort of element from the periodic table. So I think that's kind of unique. That's cool. So it looks like Cruchado has a 6x6 and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 3x3s with 100 lands. So if we were to calculate that, so 5 3x3s is 45 lands, 1 6x6 is plus 36, we're at 81 lands, plus 107 1x1s is 188 lands total. So there we go. A little bit about Cruchado. So the next question is, what has been your involvement in the sandbox community? Cruchado said he's been a gamer, landowner, staker with an interest in the DAO concept. Question 4, what was your motivation for applying to be a delegate? Cruchado said, I start to grow my voting power with lands, and I would like to see the voting power of the community grow with more engagement. Question 5, how did you approach voting? Cruchado said, starting to be more engaged in the DAO at SIP 5. And let's look. Actually, I'll just read it in full. Started to be more engaged in the DAO at SIP 5 before I began learning what a DAO was. I like to understand what I am voting for. If an author does not make an effort to explain to me, I will not vote in a positive way. I do not like a lack of transparency. So we break that apart a little bit. Let's go to SIP number 5 was the Red Cross, which was by the Sandbox. And it ultimately did pass with a positive review from the special counsel. And it was to offer a prize pool of 200,000 sand to the Sandbox community in 2024 in order to relaunch a charity event for the French Red Cross with the aim of selling NFTs and raising awareness in the association's commitments. So that was the first SIP that Cruchado noted that they really started to be more engaged in the DAO. Let's take a look at Cruchado's voting history. We did this in just this past couple episodes when we introduced all of them, but Cruchado has voted in all 15 SIPs in the Sandbox DAO. That's the only DAO that Cruchado's listed in the Sandbox to be a participant of. And as you can see, looks like a mostly yes vote with a few no's sprinkled in. So no stranger to no votes by Cruchado, but mostly is supportive of what has come across so far. Okay, so that locks in question 5. Question 6, are you involved in any other DAOs? Cruchado said no. Question 7, what sort of SIPs do you not support? Cruchado wrote, SIPs that are not clear. Example, developer or creator speaking in coded language with acronyms. I like innovation, but it needs to be used to solve a problem. No business case or no benefit means no money. So there you go. Cruchado is very interested in ensuring that SIPs are clear and that people who write SIPs are not speaking in some sort of speaking in some sort of coded language. It's hard to decipher what the SIP is really about. And Cruchado really likes innovation, but needs to be solving a problem. Without a business case or benefit, means no money. Okay, next question. Question 8. Your delegate description mentions Web3 property. How is this important to you? And when I refer to that, when I did the introduction of all 12 delegates and I read their profiles, that's the delegate description that I'm referring to. And I have it again over here on the left, where it talks about, I entered TSB as a gamer and found out the power of Web3 about property. I am now as well a landowner with over 150 lands and will be diligent bringing the view of landowners on the different SIPs, ensuring that value is created fairly to all communities of the Sand Fam and with a long-term horizon. So that's what I'm referring to when I ask this question. The description mentions Web3 property. How is this important to you? Cruchado wrote, I'm fascinated by blockchain technology, which allows the property of a digital asset to be given and made unique. I am also convinced that digital identity and reputation will become the norm in the future to certify articles, news, media source, digital art. Question 9. Your delegate description mentions bringing the view of landowners. What view will you bring? Trotto wrote, "It is important to develop well-branded neighborhoods and districts, and I would like to see the in-game connection between lands. Those two features will boost the land economics, like real estate or renting." Question 10. Your delegate description mentions fair value across all communities. How do you approach this? Trotto wrote, "TSB should be developed to allow healthy economy. TSB should be developed to allow healthy economics for all types of communities. The SIPs should not be all in direction of one community." Question 11. Your delegate description mentions a long-term horizon. What long-term horizon do you envision? Trotto wrote, "At least 5 years. I am not interested in short-term profit." Question 12. What type of SanFam voter best fits your delegation style? Trotto wrote, "I have no preferred style for delegation. Anyone who wants to delegate can contact me." So Trotto seems open to anyone and everyone. And that kind of goes along well with what Trotto wrote earlier, which TSB should be developed to allow healthy economics for all community types, not just one community in particular. So where Trotto in the beginning mentioned about land, wanting to like to see the voting power of the community, see the voting power of the community grow with more engagement. And then down here mentioned about, where did he mention land? There we go. Where in question 9, Trotto mentioned that it's important to develop well-branded neighborhoods and districts and would like to see the in-game connection, between lands and boosting land economics. Trotto does say later on that doesn't believe that only one community, the SIPs should be in one community, like landowners, and is open to anyone contacting Trotto, because Trotto doesn't believe that any one type of SanFam voter is the best fit. They all are. All right, so question 13. What was the delegate process like for you? Trotto wrote, "Filled out an application form and had a 45-minute interview with Cyril and Vaughn." Okay, simple enough. Same process I went through, is just a little bit more. And we learned with Secret Meow that the Secret Meow or SEBGA just revealed that they were contacted via form, that they had been selected. And then 14, the 12 million voting power that was just delegated, were you expecting this? Trotto said, "No, it came out of the blue and was not pre-informed about that." Ooh, I realize I forgot my sub question here. So let's go ahead and enter that now. There we go. So my sub question, my follow-up to 14 was, does having 2 million voting power change your approach or the way you will vote? Trotto said, "Not really, but it is showing that the sandbox DAO wants to empower the delegates." Question 15. Have you had to sign any agreements to be a delegate? Trotto wrote, "Only an online form to fill and click a tick box that you will respect the code of conduct, but for sure no digital signature." So Trotto saying that no extra agreements have had to be signed. And that, I'm happy to see that. I was interested in if that was happening. I've seen that happen in other DAOs. Like I mentioned, I'm a part of about 9 DAOs now and active in about 5 of them. So I'm seeing, you know, sometimes there are extra agreements that are laid on people who are given any sort of power or authority. And it could be a special counsel. It could be a delegate. It could be some sort of service provider. But extra agreements and layers of responsibilities and code of conducts are laid on different people in different DAOs. So I was wondering if that was happening here, and it seems like across the board so far with the 3 that we've interviewed that no, that's not happening. So I'm very happy to see that. And that concludes our last question. So we didn't have any community questions. I didn't have any open topics to discuss. And for episodes, we just finished 30. Oops, it's not right. It's been changing so much. There we go. All right. So we just finished episode 40 with Trotto, otherwise known as KCL. Later on today, we'll have a delegate interview Live with the Hidden Walls, also known as The Intern. And then tomorrow on Monday, we'll have a live interview with Robbie.eth, otherwise known as Crypto Diplo. So a lot of episodes coming up, a lot of delegates to interview, and I'm scheduling them as fast as possible so that we can all understand who is who and what they stand for. I have some interviews coming up with my Lessons from Other DAOs miniseries, Bankless DAO, now known as Black Flag DAO, and then one of DAO Times' former writer. DAO Times covers DAOs all over the place, but I'll be interviewing with Clement, a former writer with DAO Times, to see his observations on what he's covered and his time as a journalist. I'll continue the DAO delegate interviews, and I have a DAO Constitution Articles of Association. It's really Articles and Memos of Association, which are the founding documents for the Sandbox DAO Foundation. I'll be doing a deep dive into that. And also a follow-up with Magic Palette. And might as well put here, follow-up with Sandbox Academy with Mark Bago. Okay, so if you are a delegate, the places that we gather as SandFam, they include on Discord in the DAO discussion channel, or the sub Sandbox DAO forums, or hashtag SandFam, hashtag the Sandbox DAO, hashtag Sandbox Game. And then there's also some YouTube channels. So the Sandbox DAO YouTube channel, which just released its first podcast episode about half an hour ago. And Lanzer YT, which is where I publish all the SandDAO podcasts. And then SandFam Cafe, which is a monthly Sandbox interview with Bruno, a Pickaxe Master, as the host. On Mondays, there's Mochaverse Hall. They do Twitter X-Base on Bulls on the Block. On Saturdays, they do Sandbox and ApeCoin DAO. Whereas Mochaverse Hall, they do Mocha DAO and Forbes and Sandbox and ApeCoin DAO. Monday through Friday is Coffee with Captain. It's primarily ApeCoin DAO. Sometimes they cover the Sandbox. And then Whale members on Tuesdays with Natively Digital. They are also on Twitch and Twitter. I'm now going to see if someone is on the Sandbox category to raid in Twitch. This looks like someone's online. Sebga! Sebga's online. All right, we're going to raid Sebga. All right, the raid for Sebga has been created. Thank you all for your time. Today's episode was about Curchado, otherwise known as KCL, one of the 12 DAO delegates that was just announced about 5 days ago. And hope you all have a great day, and I'll see y'all for the next interview.